respect to what? Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church. Whether this is your first time or you've been here your whole life, we are glad that you have found your way to this worshiping community. You can learn about how we are church together by checking out your bulletin. There are lots of announcements, and if you have any questions about order of worship or anything going on in the life of the church, don't hesitate to ask someone around you. There'll also be an elder at the communion table following worship, but I assure you they won't be standing there for very long because there's a potluck. So everyone is welcome. If you forgot a dish to share, if you forgot dishes to eat off, please do not worry. We have plenty of all of the above. We would just love your company and fellowship time together. So after worship, head on down. A few announcements that I have this morning. Next Sunday is World Communion Sunday, so also don't forget it's the peacemaking offering, and Katie will be back with us. She will actually be leading worship next Sunday and preaching, as I will be in Michigan officiating at my sister-in-law's wedding. So I will miss you next weekend, and I'll actually miss you the following weekend, too. But that won't be a vacation Sunday. A team here from GPC will be heading to Batavia to share about our mission experience in Guatemala. And the pastor from First Presbyterian Church in Batavia, the Reverend Rula Alcuri, will be here preaching. So we're doing a little pulpit swap. So you won't want to miss. She is a great, great preacher. And one other announcement that I have this morning. Hospital visits. Folks, I know you sometimes think that with ordination comes ESP abilities, but really it's not true at all. If you are in the hospital, please have a family member contact the church office so that I or Katie can come and visit you or one of the deacons. Unity just recently stopped calling us when we've got folks in the hospital, so really we don't know unless you tell us. Few other announcements this morning. Nancy.
Good morning. Some of you may know that I work at the Episcopal Church home. We are having an intergenerational day on the day that the kids have off, October 12th. What that includes is if any kids can come to any or all of the day, we're making dog biscuits in the morning and an ice cream social in the afternoon. We'll have lunch, but if any of the kids need hours for scouts or school or anything, come see me. Thank you.
Thank you. Linda.
Good morning. I'm Linda Beatty. And many of you have seen this paper. It's what God, what GPC means to me. It's been in the bulletin. You'll see that Alex McKeel, today, her statement is in the bulletin. If you would like to submit one, these papers are out on the table next to the coat rack in the foyer. Please fill them out, and it tells you how to return them. Okay? Thank you.
Take them with you to the potluck.
Hi, Heather Pym on behalf of the Youth Committee. Just a reminder that there's going to be youth group from 6 to 8:30 tonight for both junior and senior highs. It's game night, so we hope to see you there tonight here. Also, you'll see the free wheel-a-thon booths out there, so don't forget to sponsor a youth. to help with your youth mission trips and Jamaica trip. Thank you.
Do you have an announcement, or are you telling me something about my microphone?
Good morning. You'll remember last year there was quite a plight of the homeless people in the city of Rochester when they ended up being forced out of the Civic Center parking garage, and a temporary shelter was found for them, which is no longer available. So there's going to be an informational meeting for the community to come together and try and discuss a solution for this coming winter for the homeless. And I believe it was Wednesday night, October 1st, at Downtown United Presbyterian Church. And I'm looking for people that might represent Gates Presbyterian there. And so if you're interested in this concern, please see me. Thank you.
And as part of our Seasons of Creation worship series, we have had Moments for Mission provided by various members of the congregation. And this morning, Jason Taylor will be sharing a little bit more about their experience at Stony Point. The young adults headed there this past August. So, Jason, all you.
Good morning. Excited that I'm still considered a young adult. So I had a great opportunity to go visit Stony Point down in down towards New York City and southern New York area there. The few days we spent there, we learned many things. I could speak for a long time up here. Everything was just packed into a short period of time. But one, commercial agricultural, their food justice program about people that farm our food and whatnot, and the plight against them, and how cheap they're paid and treated and whatnot. And then also the small-scale farming at Stony Point, the organic farming they do, and the food that they produce there goes towards everything we eat there at night and whatnot. And then our faith, and it's a multi-faith community as well, so we're able to learn more about the Muslim religion and Jewish faith as well. So, and during our time there, we focused on Isaiah 58, and from that chapter, I took that God provides for those that take care of his creations, like with plants, family, friends, and our faith. The more you cultivate it, the more you water it, the more you care for it, the bigger it grows and blossoms. So,
thank you to all the young adults and participants who spent that time in Stony Point. Now let us focus our attention on worshiping God. And again, we will have a slideshow going on this Mountain Sunday.
Please stand as you are able for the call to worship. Come, let us go up to God's mountain. God's mountain is a place of safety and security. On God's mountain, we renew our strength, ready to serve God another day. Come, let us go up to God's mountain. Come, let us worship God.
The goodness of the sounds of God, they indeed fill our ears and our hearts and also make us ever aware of the brokenness that we experience in our everyday lives. And just as we bring the songs of praise, God also receives our brokenness. Let us share together. Too often, amazing God, we give up. We have heard there are goals and dreams just around the corner, and yet we find ourselves wanting to throw in the towel before we achieve the glory you have promised. Forgive us, God. Help us to know that your promises are not mere fluff and flancy, but they are filled with power and hope. When we look for the true joy rather than a quick smile, when we seek things that we can share with others rather than hoard for ourselves, when we open ourselves to what you are doing in our world and in our lives, may we have hope and trust once again. In Christ's name we pray. Hear these words from the Apostle Paul. I am convinced that nothing can separate us from God's love in Christ Jesus. Not death or life, not angels or rulers, not present things or future things, not powers or height or depth or any other thing that is created. Thanks be to God. Amen. At this time, I'd like to invite the children to come forward.